$100,000 where, Millsy?
Well, there's plenty of jobs. There's 1,000 with many of them around that figure, $100,000, and they can't fill them. So they're having a bit of an expo next week. But we thought we'd give a bit of a head start to our listeners because we know about it. Simone Dabeen is the CEO of the Kalgoorlie-Boulder Chamber of Commerce and Industry and joins us right now. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being with us. 1,000 jobs. Are they fair income jobs?
They certainly are. There'd be well over 1,000 jobs in the goldfields.
Right. So why can't you fill them?
There's a number of reasons. Some people aren't qualified. There's a lot of reasons. But we just really don't have the people here to fill all the jobs. Kalgoorlie's taking off at the moment and we need staff to fill the positions so the businesses can grow.
Right. So we're talking in excess of $100,000 a year, some of these jobs.
Yeah, that's right. We've got the highest average income in Australia. So a lot of the jobs are well over $100,000.
All right. So let's just say that I don't have a qualification, but I could pass a drug test and I could pass a legal check and all the things that you would think are just normal. Would there be any work there for me?
You could get a job tomorrow.
What, with no skill?
Yep, with no skills. People are willing to train people as long as they can do those things that you've just listed. Pass the drug and alcohol, have a driver's license. We've had people email us and put on straight away if they've got no qualifications. Their minds are, they're looking for workers.
Is there
just
anywhere
willing to work? We need willing workers.
Sure. Is there anywhere to live, Simone? I mean, is there accommodation available and is it affordable?
Yeah, it is. We've got affordable accommodation here. We've got rentals. There's properties that you can purchase at reasonable prices. And we're also looking at people putting young individuals up for 3 months while they go and have a look for houses or for a rental or purchase.
Right.
So we're looking into that. And we also have businesses that do that as well, that will put people up for 3 months.
All right. Now, the good thing about it, if you're trying to convince the family to go, you're having an expo this time next week, and that brings together all the questions you might have about moving to a fabulous place like Kalgoorlie-Boulder. Where is it happening?
It's happening at CCIWA Conference Centre at 180 Hay Street, East Perth, on the 28th of March, and it starts at 9 o'clock.
All right, and if people want further information on the jobs, who do they call? Just the Kalgoorlie-Boulder Chamber of Commerce and they'll steer you in the right direction?
Yeah, they certainly will. Or if anyone local wants us to pass their resumes on, they can send in their resumes to ceo@kbcci.com.au and we're happy to pass those resumes on to any of the booth holders.
What a great opportunity. I mean, if you can't get a job, I mean, Simone is basically saying if you're willing to work and you're clean, you've got a job. You will not get a better offer than that for the next 5 years.
And you get on the ground floor, and having lived there, it's a good spot to live. Simone, good luck. I hope you fill those jobs really quickly.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Simone Dabeen there, CEO of the Kalgoorlie-Boulder Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Now, a lot of people won't go there because of what's happened in recent times.
Well, what's happened in recent times?
Well, there's been incidents up there. We all know what happened.
Well, you've lived there. Is it bad?
No. It's a great place to bring up a family. The schooling's great. There's plenty to do on weekends. And I tell you what, you could do worse than $100,000 a year with no skill.
Oh, how good is that?
That's pretty cool.